This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump Sunday hailed a federal government emergency authorization for use of a convalescent blood plasma that he declared would save countless lives of coronavirus patients. Trump and his health secretary, Alex Azar, held a briefing at which they noted a 35% decrease in mortality among patients younger than 80 who were not on a respirator. Azar, the secretary of Health and Human Services, called the results a major advance in the treatment of patients. Convalescent blood plasma comes from patients who have recovered from the coronavirus. It is rich in antibodies. It has been used to treat tens of thousands of COVID-19 patients in the United States. Just before the president's comment, the Food and Drug Administration announced it had authorized, but technically not fully approved, the use of blood plasma containing antibodies from patients who have recovered from COVID-19. Mediators from West Africa's regional bloc says that talks with Mali's military are expected to continue on Monday. Negotiators say that they have made progress on some points in the talks designed to return Mali to civilian rule. Leaders of the military junta and mediators led by Nigeria's former president, Goodluck Jonathan, met behind closed doors all day Sunday. Neither gave details on what issues they had reached the agreement on. The group was expected to discuss the fate of the former president, deposed and detained by the military on Tuesday, and also any economic sanctions the regional bloc may place on Mali in response. And it was also suspended Mali from its decision-making institutions and closed neighboring borders as a result. This is VOA News. The wife of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny visited her husband in a Berlin hospital Sunday, where he's being treated for suspected poisoning. Navalny is in induced coma and breathing with the aid of a ventilator. His wife did not speak with reporters as she entered Berlin's hospital. Navalny, a well-known critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill during a flight from Siberia to Moscow on Thursday. His supporters believe some tea he drank at the airport was laced with poison. After some resistance by Russian health officials, Navalny was allowed to travel to Germany for treatment. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarus capital Sunday and called for President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after disputed election results, a post-election crackdown, and heavy military presence in the city. Protesters, many wearing and waving the opposition's colors of red and white, chanted freedom and "we will not forget, we will not forgive" as they marched through the city. State media reported about 20,000 protesters took part, but opposition-leaning media put the estimate at nearly 100,000 protesters. Demonstrations began after the August 9th election, in which Lukashenko claimed 80% of the vote. The results drew claims of fraud by opposition parties. China has launched the first of four most advanced warships it is building for Pakistan amid deepening defense and economic ties between the two allied nations. The development comes as both the countries are locked in border tensions with their mutual neighbor, India. The Pakistan Navy said Sunday that a Chinese state-owned shipyard in Shanghai held the launching ceremony for the frigate with top officials from the service in attendance. The statement did not mention the cost of military vessels, but reported estimates are more than $350 million each. Chinese builder is expected to deliver all four units to Pakistan by 2021. An Uzbek journalist who had been detained in Kyrgyzstan since earlier this month was freed Sunday in Uzbekistan after being extradited the day before. He was extradited Saturday to face unspecified criminal charges, despite concerns raised by the journalist's lawyer and international press freedom groups. Firefighters battling history-making wildfires in Northern California say the weather is not in their favor, as they struggle to bring more than 600 separate blazes under control. In addition to the flames, firefighters are battling hot weather, unpredictable winds, and possible lightning strikes that make the situation worse. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.